This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I will get my voice back eventually. I hope you're having a good Monday so far. Mine's been pretty good, and it's getting even better because Brian Prowitz is here to talk about ADX Digital. Good morning, Brian.
You say that to all the people that come on the air with you, don't
maybe,
you?
Maybe. But some are special. And he's one of our special ADX Digital Marketing Consultants. And I will say, Brian knows his digital stuff, okay? Because he's been helping to educate me on a lot of this, and it's been great. And really, if you are not familiar with digital, this is the guy you need to talk to.
Well, thank you of that, for sure.
Seriously, I'm not making it up.
Well, ADX Digital Marketing is part of ADX Communications. ADX Communications is located right here in Pensacola, as local as you can be. We've got our four radio stations, including News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, Pensacola Playlist 94.5, and Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1. And ADX Digital is kind of like the fifth radio station, the fifth Beatle.
That's true. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, that makes it classy, right?
Sure.
And cool, which is what we're trying to do. And the reason there is an effort like you're hearing week after week on the radio with digital is because it fits so perfectly with the greatest branding and awareness tool ever built, which is radio. That's the top of a funnel. That's branding and awareness. I didn't know you existed until I heard the ad on the radio. Now I know you exist. Now what am I going to do? Well, now you probably go online and you start searching around. And when you start searching around, we can start advertising to you digitally. And we have 19 different ways to do that here at ADX Digital. So
it's remarkable, really.
That's what I say. It sounds better when you say it.
No, I mean it, because this is a lot of it's new to me. But as I've gotten more familiar with it, I've learned so much. And if you're in business and you're not doing this, then you're behind.
Yeah,
quite frankly,
it's because of how strategically we can target your specific audience.
Absolutely. Whether, so you're not wasting your money.
Correct. And you can see exactly where your money is going. So
that's
impressions,
right.
Click-throughs, view-throughs. We provide a very deep reporting dive for you every month that takes you into where people saw your ad, how many people saw it, who reacted to it, which pieces of creative are better than the others.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great bit of detail. But it gets so overwhelming so quickly, Meg. And so a couple of things right away. First of all, to start the conversation on digital, if you are a business owner or you represent an organization, we work with nonprofits all the time. And we work with events all the time. And we work with politicians, by the way, all the time. If you're a candidate running for office, May 19th in Baldwin County, I know they're doing a thing.
A lot of ads right now.
Yep. And so all of those reasons and more, to get the conversation started, you want to call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. In order to start talking digital targeted marketing for your business, your nonprofit, your event, your campaign, we can have that conversation. And again, we have 19 different ways we can target audiences based on different platforms. And today I've got two highlighted that, Meg, we have not talked about.
You're kidding.
Online audio.
Okay.
And live chat.
Oh, we have not talked about those.
So,
okay.
Like online audio, why would a radio station be promoting digital audio streams?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds counterproductive. Well, that's because we are so secure in our position as a radio station, as a format, as a tool, as a member of the media. We know that people also, that audiences are fragmented. There's a lot of places that people can get news.
Right.
There's a lot of places that people can listen to audio. Now, with podcasts, which we're proud to say that Pep Talk is also a podcast.
Yes, it is.
And you can listen to news radio on whatever your little listener speaker is in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You can call out and say, you know, Siri or Alexa, play News Radio 92.3. You'll get it.
Yeah.
So that's just one example. But here's the thing. Online audio is... we're talking about podcasts. We're talking about all kinds of different devices, including smart speakers. And as you know, there are ads that play in those. If you listen to podcasts, it's kind of funny. My wife, she says, I don't ever listen to podcasts. I'm not that interested in podcasts. I'm not a podcasting person. And then I'll go, we'll be driving somewhere, mm-hmm. and I'll pop open one of my favorite podcasts, usually it has to do with NASCAR, and we start listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right there. She's into it, man. It's cool. She's digging it. And I'm like, you are, see? So I'm not going to out her right now on different things that probably have incredible podcasts for, but I know if you have an interest in something, there is a podcast for you, from mental health and relationships to gardening.
Oh, sure. Every topic.
Every single topic, and some you wish they didn't have.
That's true. That's very true.
So, but think about this. If you're listening to that particular podcast, wouldn't it be obvious what your interests might be? Like, that is so specific. So let's mm-hmm. just take gardening. Let's say the most sure. innocent thing that on that whole list of things. Gardening. But, of course, that's almost too broad. It'd almost be like koi ponds, you know,
right.
or bird watching.
There you go. That's a good one.
So now, as we begin to target those people with ads, if you know someone enjoys home and gardening roses, let's
mm-hmm.
say.
Camellias then, here are very big.
Yes.
Azaleas.
Okay. Now, not only can I send you ads about gardening things, but you're probably also interested in home decor
mm-hmm.
or maybe travel.
True.
So now I can advertise to you about all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter where you are, we can send an ad your way. So now I'm thinking, if you're listening to Home and Garden, we might be able to predict your household income. Maybe it's an upper household income that listens. I've got a little bit more money, more disposable income. Okay. Well, hey, how about come to Pensacola? How about come to my bar in Pensacola Beach? How about we send you to this event coming up? Or if you have a vacation scheduled here and it falls into the window of an event, there are so many ways we can send an ad to that person based on what they're listening to. Online audio has so many niches that if you're listening to that specific thing, now we know something about you, and we know probably a lot more about you, and it fits a lot of different categories. But a couple of stats for you. 75% of the U.S. population, 12 and above, listened to some form of online audio last week.
Wow. That's incredible.
And that's if you just call out to your phone or your device and say, play blank,
mm-hmm.
play this music, play my favorite band, whatever. That includes that. Obviously, podcasting is on there, but also streaming. If you're listening right now to this program on a smart device and you're streaming us, there are ways we can advertise and insert ads into this stream based on who you are and where you are that would give a relevant ad to the people listening. This is what digital targeted marketing is all about, and that is a tiny, tiny introduction into online audio. And we're going to talk more about that, plus live chat, when we come back from the break.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning. Hope your day is starting out great today because it is gorgeous out. And we're starting out things today, for me, great, because we're talking about ADX Digital, and Brian Prowitz is here. And he does such a good job, Brian, of explaining how all of this works. If I can understand it, anybody can understand
it. Oh, boy, well.
I'm just saying.
Thanks.
Yes.
Question mark?
Yeah, well, I know, but it really is important. I think this audio is very interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's something I've noticed when I'm listening to things or streaming, and then I'll hear an ad, and I was telling Brian during the break, and I don't mind it because it's actually something I'm interested in.
Yeah, and that's the key to targeted marketing, is the relevancy factor for people listening. If it's something that will help them or something that is focused on some element of their life, then it's different than just an annoying ad that might pop up. So,
mm-hmm.
But from an online audio standpoint or any of the digital that we're talking about, the place to start the conversation is with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. So on online audio, as we just discussed,
mm-hmm.
we've talked a lot on this show about the different ways we can target people. And here are the ways you can target with online audio. Keep this in mind. This is podcasting. This is even sometimes game apps.
Mm-hmm.
This is sporting events that you're listening to online. We start with geography.
Right.
But then we can target based on behavioral targeting, and the list of behavioral targeting is remarkable, from people looking for a loan, a mortgage loan, to Pinterest users, to homeowners, to eye care products and exercise enthusiasts.
Wow.
We can get very, very specific. But also we use artificial intelligence to target our ads as well in a lot of the different platforms that we have. In other words, the ad starts being served to anybody in the geographic area you choose, and the data begins to get collected based on how people are interacting with that ad.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is not interacting with that ad, not only are they taken off the list, but everybody who's falling into their same demographic categories would be taken off the list.
Okay.
And the people that do interact with the ad, we begin to continue to focus on that group.
Right.
So that it is constantly working to find the right person who's interested in the ad that you are delivering. And AI is everywhere, and we're using it. This is the good AI. This is the AI that helps you.
Well, and the thing is that we've depended for so many years on static advertising. Just a billboard or a particular ad, and once you heard it, if you were lucky. But now everything is so targeted. Mm-hmm. It really is amazing.
Yeah. We can also take a customer list. If you have a database, we can target that group of people specifically, and we can create a lookalike list off of that list.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 500 people that did business with you, we can advertise to them to come back to your place and buy another widget.
There you go.
Or we can take that list and also find a bunch of people that are the same as this list in the demographic and their household income and their age, and find the other people in those categories and advertise to them as well. That's called a lookalike audience.
Very smart.
It's very smart, and it almost feels like direct mail for the internet is one way we put it.
That's true.
Then one other thing, I wanted to get to this. So online audio, we're talking, and it might be surprising that a radio station's talking about advertising on online audio, and it's just because there are audiences everywhere. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to digital, there's an increasing number of people every day that are tuning in and listening to online audio, podcasts, or listening to streaming radio, streaming programming online. Listen to the list of the different platforms that we can include here with online audio.
Okay.
Some of these are words you have not ever heard mentioned on this radio station.
Okay.
TuneIn, iHeart, Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
These are just a few of the places that we can run ads in online audio, and all kind, Podbean, Smart News. And if I went any further down that list, you wouldn't even recognize the names, because there are many, many places where people get down online audio.
Interesting.
Many, many places. Okay. So that's online audio. But I also said I wanted to talk about live chat. We have a product here called our live chat platform.
Okay.
That is using a live person to help people when they come to your website answer questions and get started in their journey toward purchasing something from you. So this is one of the things that, like, HVAC, this is really good for.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, I'd say, larger ticket items. This would be a very good way to take someone coming to your website and turn them into a lead. And the only time that this costs you money is when the lead is done and you have name, address, and what it is that they're interested in. And so we actually end up giving a list of a training sheet, essentially, that trains a person. This is not AI. This is not a bot.
It's a real person.
It is a person who is trained in asking the questions that would lead to the visitor to your website to give you information in order for someone at your store or location to call back and reach out to them.
Right. And you know they're already interested.
They're interested because they're on your website. Mm-hmm. So they have found their way to your website. Now, how many people under 30 do you know?
Me?
Yeah. Let's say you know a lot of them. Let's just play along for a moment.
Okay, lots. Okay.
Have you noticed that they are getting less and less comfortable calling someone on the phone?
Yes, I have noticed that.
Much rather text or DM you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you're selling washing machines, and there's a 30-year-old homeowner that's very nervous about the whole thing. doesn't want to talk to someone on the phone. They're going to go to your, they're going to search, and they're going to go to your website. Mm-hmm. Now, if a live chat opportunity popped up and the person was a person and that homeowner went through and said, yeah, I'm looking for a new washing machine. I'm really nervous about the process. I don't really even know where to start. Mm-hmm. Now, a person could say, the live chat human can say, hey, no problem. I can help you through that. What are some of your questions?
Sure.
Based on what you've written out and the training that takes place for that particular person. The point is, it's a live interactive live chat widget on your website that will help someone go through the process to basically take them from, I'm kind of just knocking on the door, to, yes, you can call me.
It's almost like an online salesman.
It is like that, yes.
In a good way.
Because they're vetting that the interest of that person, and it is pretty spectacular. So whether it's online audio, live chat, or any other things we talk about here on our edition of ADX Digital Marketing on Pep Talk, it starts with a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Call Jeff at 850-262-6000 to start talking digital marketing today.
All right, we'll be right back with Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday. Brian Prowitz is here with ADX Digital, getting us caught up in all the different ways that we can enhance our business advertising.
Yeah, we were just talking about live chat, by the way. Yes, it is 24/7, and also you can even record a welcome message, you, yourself, you, the business owner, a personalized video greeting prior to the chat box opening. So when the website opens up, you can go, hi, I'm Brian. Thanks for coming to the website. Hey, stand by because we can have your questions ready because next up is a chatbot and they're going to take you through. But it's not a chatbot. Live chat, human being, person trained, 24/7 to answer questions and then provide that lead to you, the business owner. So just a couple of the ways that we can work with you on digital targeted marketing. I just came from a meeting earlier today, and you know, that first meeting, it's all about questions that we might have for you. Who is your target audience? Where are they? What have you used that works? What are you currently spending money on in a marketing capacity? And a couple of things come up. One, they want to know, how is this ADX Digital connected to Cat Country and news radio? And so we talk about that a little bit. And then once we have some ideas about where their audience is and who they're trying to target, then we start talking through some of these products. But if you started the conversation saying, I want to know more about that live chat Brian was talking about, that's where you get on the phone to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000 and say, that product right there, I want to know more about that. And certainly we can start the conversation there as well. Biggest thing is, be proactive, be strategic, be deliberate, be smart about where you're spending your money, and make sure digital is part of your advertising campaign. It works perfectly, by the way, with radio as well. Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000.
Brian, thank you so much. It's always great to hear you explain everything to us. And again, what's that number again?
850-262-6000.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brian. ADX Digital. It's a choice for you.